Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. September means different things to different people. To some, it means the start of spring and hopefully an end of all this wet weather. To others, it means the start of scallop season, which is why I spent yesterday in the water, and it's definitely still too cold for the first swim of the year, in case you're wondering. But for our next guests, Anne Smith and Sid Pittman, September is Blue September, a month to raise awareness about prostate cancer, a topic very personal for them both. Well, we're used to talking to people in these situations who are spokespeople, who don't necessarily have any experience with the issue, but you both do in different ways. And your husband died from prostate cancer. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
In 2004, he eventually went to the doctor because he was having a few aches and pains. And he'd never been to the doctor for years and years.
Because he'd never got sick or he was just stubborn?
He never got sick. He was just the Kiwi bloke who, you know, was always too busy to go to the doctor. And when he went, luckily the doctor did tick the PSA tick. And it came back that it was advanced cancer. So if he'd gone to the doctor more regularly and had PSA tests, it could have been found earlier.
What was it that made him go to that doctor, the doctor in the first place?
Oh, arthritis. He thought he was getting a bit of arthritis and just wanted an anti-inflammatory or something. And he had no symptoms. And it would have been 5 years that it had been slowly growing, and he never knew.
And this is one of the things that doctors will tell you, just in general, it's so hard to get New Zealand men, particularly, you know, middle-aged men, to go to the doctor, isn't it?
It is.
Sid, you know, you were saying to me before, you're the exception to that rule and that you were going to the doctor all the time.
I've had a regular regime of going to the doctor every 6 months. I've done it for years. And I had my PSA checked. PSA is a specific antigen, which is a protein found naturally in the prostate, and there is this screening test, so-called, that can detect problems with prostate health.
So you went to the doctor, and yours was...
Well, it was within the normal range for men of my age, and then unfortunately it had spiked at the next test, and then it spiked again in the subsequent test, and almost doubled.
So what happens then when you get that test that says, you know, that sounds the alarm? What happens then?
Well, what the doctor does then, and he did it before, is give you a digital rectal examination. And
he sticks his finger up your bum. That's what he's saying. Let's get rid of all the...
Just trying to be...
knock down some of those myths and jargon. Yep.
Yeah, no, he does. You get a rectal inspection, the finger goes up, and he feels for any misshape or lump or groove on the prostate, and because it's located directly in that area, he can feel it quite easily. He did this and found a huge lump, and he said, "Right, you're going to have a biopsy." Went and had the biopsy, and it was found that my I had advanced prostate cancer. Now, it's gone against all the norms, but it's a silent disease.
Because you were going regularly, you were getting tests regularly.
Yeah. Having regular blood tests, having regular PSA tests.
So what's the lesson in your case? I mean, there isn't one.
Well, there isn't. I'm against the norm. Usually you find something and there's a warning. I must say, though, that the first indication that I had was that on reflection, I was going to the toilet more often during the night, about three or four times. And that was enough to raise doubts in myself. And then I went to the doctor again, and that's where it started. So there was the indicator.
So how long ago was that, Sid?
That was the first sign was October 2008. In November 2008, I had the biopsy. And where they take samples from the prostate, they check it out, and then I had immediate surgery in December 18, 2008. Had I not have it, and I have a letter to that effect, I would not be here. He gave me 3 months. It was that advanced.
Right. And so what's the situation now?
Situation now is that I had the prostatectomy, that's the removal of the prostate. I subsequently had to have radiation over a 6-week period because tissue was still there even following the operation. And so it's growing again. Unfortunately, I'm one of those with advanced cases, so I'm staying as positive as can be. I'm a positive type person, and I think your mental attitude and your emotional well-being goes a long way. But, you know, can I say at this point, and Anne will back me up, and that might lead into something with her, your partner's awareness, your partner's support and assistance is absolutely of the most of the utmost value.
You're talking about before, during?
Before, during, and now. Mm. And because it's such a personal thing, and it's only someone close to you who can see the stresses and the strains, etc.
And how long was it from the time that your husband was diagnosed until he passed away?
It was 3.5 years.
Mm.
But, of course, he wasn't given that long. He was only given 1 year.
Mm.
But because of his positive attitude, and we researched everything, and we tried all the holistic treatments, he managed to stretch it as much as he could. And it really, there is all these other options that you can do to help. And so we got 3.5 years.
So what are some of those other options?
Well, diet. We went completely organic, really over the top in parts, but
Russell does that anyway.
Okay. And then vitamin C treatment, which back then was known as definitely not. Our urologists thought we were completely nuts, and it was expensive. But now I think, you know, they are starting to find that there are some benefits in that. And then, of course, you know, exercise and also just being positive.
Mm. And so you both decided to get involved with the Prostate Cancer Society in Blue September, which is a month where we can sort of concentrate on this issue, reflect on this issue. Do you think, the question is often that we see so much publicity around breast cancer and cervical screening, do you think that the government still has a big role to play and has big steps to go when it comes to prostate cancer?
Yes, indeed. There's a new study that's just the results of a study that's been going 14 years in the University of Gothenburg, and they've written an article in the Lancet and under the oncology. So it's a very interesting reading in that the PSA, which is the screening, of course it's under dispute and has been for a long, long time as to whether or not it's effective, et cetera, et cetera. However, in my case it was. Obviously, in Anne's husband's case, it probably was too. But this this study over 14 years has now been recognised that it could be a bit of a change in the government thinking.
Because one of the reasons you hear is you hear that, well, you know, breast cancer affects all women, young women, old women. Prostate cancer, only old men. And I know I'm looking at you and you look like you've probably got a few good years in you, to be honest.
And I have, and I will do. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. It used to be known, and I made a note that it used to be known as the old man's disease, but in actual fact it's not. There's men of age 40 who have it.
I know of someone 28.
28.
That's unreal. If our two boys have got a 30% chance of getting prostate cancer because it is hereditary.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us and sharing your story. If you'd like more information about Blue September, pop along to blueseptember.org.nz. Coming up after the break, we hear from the early birds.